Let me talk to you about coaching 3.0. What the hell is that? Why do I call it 3.0? What's going on in this world? Here's the answer. We live in a world of AI. You probably are aware, unless you've lived under a rock, that AI is here. It's not going away. It's only going to progress. So what does that mean for the world of coaching? It means that we need to integrate AI into the coaching. AI is great at certain things, and there are other things that it will never do, just by how it works. So let me explain coaching 3.0. Coaching 1.0 is that you're working with clients one-on-one, and you have sessions, and then you coach them, and that's it. End of story. Maybe there's a recording that the client gets access to so they can revisit it later. Maybe there's not, but there's basically no leverage. Then we have group coaching. Group coaching is where you're working with clients in a, not in a one-on-one setting, but in a group setting. So you have sessions with clients, and you have a weekly coaching call where you work with all of them all at once. That's amazing, because now you have client A, let's call him Albert, and Albert has a question, and then we have client B, let's call her Berta. She never thought to ask that question, but because of Albert's question, you're now responding to that. And then there's like 800 things in your response to Albert that Berta can relate to. And so Berta now gets insights that wouldn't have happened if she was just doing one-on-one coaching. And now because of that, she has some other questions and some other thoughts at this spark that she then asks, and that Albert didn't think to ask. And so you have this dynamic where things go round and round in the room and bounces off of different people, and the insights are deepened. And now typically you will want to record this as well. And so now the recording has value for people also. They can go back to listen to it. People who couldn't show up live can go back to the recording and learn more from this session. It's super powerful. Group coaching has way more leverage than one-on-one coaching. So coaching 1.0, one-on-one, no leverage. Coaching 2.0, group coaching, there is leverage. What is now coaching 3.0? Coaching 3.0 is where we now transcribe all of these coaching sessions and then feed them into an LLM, a large language model, or an AI model. And then you can start asking questions of this. And so you can say, well, can you summarize this for me? What were the key points? Or given all of these different coaching sessions, what are the different techniques to solve this particular problem? What would Calvin say, or what would you say to solve this problem? You can ask it to and use it to mine these sessions for more gold, for nuggets, for things that can help you integrate it. And now when you combine that with teaching your AI bot about you, like what are your goals? What are your typical struggles? What are your mind bugs, the beliefs that are blocking you from living the life that you want, from achieving what you want? You combine it with the recording of the coaching session or the courses or whatever else that your coach is providing you. Now this becomes an absolute goldmine, because you can't access your coach outside of, you know, maybe the weekly coaching call, or maybe you're doing one-on-one, but there's still limited access to this person. What if you could access all the information gathered from this person 24/7? So I'll go for a walk, and then I'll talk to the AI and ask it questions, and it'll give me feedback back to me. And because I've fed it with all of this data, like past coaching sessions, course material that I've transcribed, my own beliefs, my own stories, my goals, my projects, etc. It is a phenomenal sparring partner. And there's not there's no amount of money in the world that I could pay to an actual real coach to have access to this coach like that 24/7, whenever I want it, whenever I need it. And this way of using coaching has really dramatically improved my progress. Like, I grow so much faster. I uncover and rewrite mind bugs so much faster because I have this tool available to me 24/7. It's really amazing. It's remarkable. I think it's the best thing that's happened to human potential ever. Like, we have this, you know, YouTube and books and, you know, ebooks and social media and all that stuff, and online coaching, online business, online courses have provided us with so much more information. that can unlock our potential here. But now when you combine that with AI, it just takes it to a whole other level, because you can really dialogue with it. You can really go in there and it can kind of think, quote unquote, and crunch through so much data and then feed that back to you, and you can bounce back and forth. It's really, it's like with every technology, right? You can use TikTok to numb yourself out and just go like zombie, or you can use it to really educate yourself and unlock and unleash your potential. And this technology is the same, and it's just incredible what it's able to do. So in my company at Simplero, we are tripling down on this idea of combining coaching with AI. So now let's talk about what is it that AI can do and what is it that we still need humans for? Because a lot of people are like scared, like, oh my God, are we still gonna need coaches in the future? And the answer is yes and no. The answer is like, we're not gonna need coaches for a lot of things that we used to like need coaches for, because the LLM could just kind of tell us how to do things and it'll do it. And we're seeing that where a lot of agencies that weren't that great are going out of business because people are just using LLMs to figure it out on their own. Like that monopoly on knowledge, on power, on insights, that's no longer really a thing. The AI can do it. But there are a lot of things that the AI can't do. The AI doesn't have human judgment. It doesn't have creativity. It doesn't have intuition. It doesn't have the heart and the gut. It doesn't have a spiritual connection. It doesn't have a body. So the LLM, large language model, or the AI, popularly, AI is a much broader term, but anyway, so in popular terms, AI, what it does is it takes the prefrontal cortex, like our left brain, and puts that on steroids. Like it's really, it's way more powerful, obviously, than any human being already, and it's only gonna get more powerful from here in terms of what it can process. Like you can feed it a whole book and it'll like crunch that in no time and write and give you a summary of it, or you can ask it questions or whatever. And it's just so fast. It's so ridiculously fast, right? No human can do this. But a human is not just this part. If you think that that's all you are, then you're sorely mistaken, because we have a right brain, which is the emotional, intuitive side of us, and that part is incredibly important. We cannot function without it. Without a right brain, when people have severed the connection between the left brain and the right brain, they can't figure out what to eat for breakfast or how to put on socks, because it's an emotional thing. Which pair of socks do I want to wear today, or what do I want to eat? Like there's no rational, logical answer, so you'll just circle forever. We need that right brain emotional anchoring to make it real. Also, your brain is not just in the skull. We have a brain here in the heart. We have a brain in the gut. We have neurons in those places. Really, there's no real separation between your mind and your body. It's all one organism. Like things are like you're drawing upon the totality of your human experience in order to think and process and function as a human being. So we're so much more than that. And even beyond that, we're more than that, because this human physical body is just like, it's not like a bag of skin and whatever's inside is me and whatever's outside is not me. There's a constant interaction with the environment, obviously through food and breath, and you know, we pee and we poop and we do all these things. We sweat and we have like exude odors and all of these things where we're in constant interchange with our environment, and we can't not be. But beyond that, there's this energy field around us. And what science has found out now is that it's not that the body is emanating an energy field out of like from the body and out. It's really that there is an energy field, and our body is the condensation of that energy field. So we're not just these physical beings, we're actually energetic beings. And on the level of energy and quantum, there is no time, there is no space, there is just the quantum soup. So that's really what we are. And the problem is that most people don't realize that. Like we make ourselves so much smaller than what we really are. And especially most nerds, of which I'm one and used to be one, like they're a little on the spectrum, and they mistakenly think that this is all that they are. And so that's kind of what's being perpetuated in the AI realm is like, oh, they're so much more than humans. No, they're only more than humans in this one aspect. And only if you think that that's all humans are, do you think they're more than humans. It's just like, you know, I can't outrun a Tesla, right? Like, they can drive pretty fucking fast. But does that make the Tesla more than me? No, it just makes it really good at driving really fast. But there are lots of things that humans can do that a Tesla can't do. Make love, for example, right? Make babies. There's lots of things. So they're not better, they're just tools. And the same is the case with AI. It's just a tool. It's a very powerful tool, it's a very helpful tool, but it needs human judgment to make it work. And that's the thing that they don't have. Along with intuition, heart, love, connection. And I think what's gonna happen is that in this world, we're never gonna not want human connection. But we'll use the LLMs and the AI to solve problems that they can solve very well. And then we'll want humans for things that humans can do. So I think the future of coaching is that the human transmission, you as the coach, is still essential, absolutely crucial, because people crave that. And then what happens is that we use the AI to unlock the value of that, so the content that you create, the coaching that you do with clients, is compounded and continues to deliver value for your clients every moment of every day, even without you being present. That's freaking incredible. It's great news for the coach and it's great news for the client. Now, there is a group of coaches for whom this absolutely suck. And those coaches are people who have nothing to offer, who think that all their clients want is their strategies or their techniques or their practical things of how to implement this or their strategies, their tactics, etc. Because people don't buy you for that. They don't buy coaching, they buy coaches. They want a coach that they can feel. They want a coach that they can relate to, that they connect with, that is like, oh, this guy's got something. Like, this gal is like, there's something special about her. That's what makes people buy your coaching. And so what we want to do in a world of AI is we want to emphasize that and really get clear on what is your unique essence? How does that get expressed? And then get that out to people and build an engine around it that allows you to then ultimately create your empire. And that's exactly the kind of work that I do in my coaching. So with Simplero, we provide the software that allows you to build a business like that. So we got the AI features built into your course, your community hub, in a way that nobody else does. It's incredible in it. It's incredibly powerful. And we're quadrupling down on this path. Check that out, because it's really, really cool. Simplero.com is really amazing. And then the work that I do with my clients as a coach myself, because I built Simplero because I am a coach. I do coaching. I love coaching. I'm so passionate about the ability, the potential to really get the essence of human beings out there, because most humans are just playing so small. I spent most of my life playing tiny, tiny, tiny small myself. I know this. I know this struggle a lot. And it's not a good feeling. So the coaching that I do is really all about getting your essence out there. So essence, what is your essence? Like, get really clear on it. Let's really know it, feel it, be it, live it, embody it, claim it. Express it through your content, through your offers, through how you show up in the world. That's your expression of that essence. Now we build the engine, which is, you know, simple business. Attract people who are interested in what you're doing, enroll them into your program, deliver the transformation. That's the engine. And when you put that together, that allows you to create an empire where you get paid for being you. Isn't that freaking remarkable? You get paid just for being you, because all you need to do really is live your life and then share the journey of what you discovered, what you found out, what you learned, what you overcame, who you became in the process. Like, that's what people crave. That's what they want. They want leaders who dare to lead, who dare to take a stand, who dare to say, this is who I am, this is where I'm going. Do you want to come with me on this journey? People who dare to go first and lead. That's what they're craving, and that's what we're building in my coaching. It's called Recode. And together, I think this is the answer to not just coaching in an AI world, but really human potential, human creativity, human life force, unlocking the human creative life force at scale in a world of AI? This is the freaking answer. So if you want to be part of this journey, go to simplero.com, sign up for the software. And if you're already making at least 10 grand a month or more, then check out, just DM me Recode and we can talk and see if you're a fit for my Recode coaching program and we can work together directly, you and me, through that program. So thank you so much for watching, and go change some freaking lives, starting with yours, and then tell a story of how you changed yours, and then change other people through your story. Because the whole game here is heal yourself, tell a story of how you healed, and that heals other people. And coaching is a beautiful way to do that. And we're delivering providing tools and the coaching to help you do that at the highest level in this day and age. Love you. You got this. See you soon.